This morning you mentioned that in the Belleville game, the reason why the lost the lead was those six out of those 12 minutes shorthanded. Tonight in the third period, back-to-back penalties almost. Like, so what's the takeaway? Do you remember like the penalties, or are you happy that the guys closed the game?
Well, I'm happy that we closed the game, but we got to be careful at the end of periods like that. You know, a couple of calls I wasn't too happy about. You know, if you rewatch the game, you'll see why. But, you know, it's part of the game. And again, tonight we lost a face-off on the PK and it cost us a goal. So, you know, it's important. The little details of the game, face-offs, not taking penalties in the last 10 minutes, just the little details. And we keep harping. And that's why you have, you know, we hope to learn during the season like this and become better as we go. So those things that don't happen towards the end of the season. So, you know, they're all learning things for our team right now.
And how are you feeling is the energy level of the team, like third game in four days? You feel like the guys are still up there? Are you seeing any kind of fatigue?
Yeah, you know, I said it from the beginning, we're going to have to monitor our, you know, our energy level. It's very important. We have 7 games in 11 days. And then the following week, I think we have 7 days and 11 game in 11 days as well. So, you know, we have to monitor that. We might not skate all the time this week during practice. We're going to do a lot of teaching by video instead. There'll be a lot of optional practices and just to make sure that we have the right energy for the games.
And in the last couple of games, most of the scoring has come from the bottom two lines. Like are you concerned that the first top two lines aren't producing?
That's your bottom two lines, not my bottom two lines, but it's okay. Yeah, you know what? It's good when everybody contributes. You know, I thought Elo had some good chances tonight. Rivi Pinal had some good chances. So if they take turns contributing like that, it keeps everybody happy, keeps the coach happy. So I'm good with that.
And can you just talk about Yanni Fairbrother, who played his first game? How do you feel he did out there?
Excellent. Thought he was good. He was physical, moved the puck quick, hard to defend. He's heavy in front of the net. He picks up sticks. So, you know, he's a defenseman that he's still young and he's got a lot of a nice growth of development in front of him. But I like his competitiveness and his grit that he brings to our team.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll go quickly via Zoom with Patrick and then Jared.
Yes, JF, you know, with a player like Danek, he's obviously had a lot of success in this league, but it wasn't going in for him for a long stretch of this year. One, what are you seeing differently from him lately? And two, how do you manage a player like that through a difficult stretch?
Yeah, and you know, he came in my office a couple of times. You know, he went through like 13 games without any points. You know, and he's a proud person and he wants to produce. You know, if he keeps moving, for him, it's all about moving his feet. If he stops moving his feet and he cheats, then he doesn't get rewarded. So, you know, for us, it's, you know, move your feet, play the right way, chip pucks, make sure you stop on loose pucks, get to the front of the net. All the little details for him are key, because if he doesn't do that and starts cheating, he doesn't produce. So I think he's starting to recognize that if he plays the right way, he'll be rewarded.
Thank you.
Jared? Hey, Jeff. You mentioned, you know, all four lines contributing. When you have such a compressed schedule, I guess it makes it easier for you to manage the bench when you can roll your four lines like that.
Yeah, you know what, like tonight was a good example. I thought we rolled all our lines, every line played, and one after the other, four lines. But you know, they were coming in waves and just playing. And yesterday, because we took some penalties in the third, I couldn't roll those four lines, and we got off rhythm yesterday. And I could feel it on the bench, and I could feel it on the fourth line didn't play for a long period of time. And that's not ideal for the way our team is built right now. We like to go one line after the other, and everybody's got the perfect energy when it's their time to go. And it's been a success for us this year to be able to do that. And, you know, that speaks to the depth of this team right now.
In the last couple of games, you've mentioned learning opportunities. And, you know, obviously you came away from last game without any points, but getting the 2 points tonight and still having the opportunity to learn from it, I'm guessing that's a positive thing for you going forward.
Yeah, it's much better to learn with 2 points, but it's not always like that. And And I got a little scared tonight. I'm not going to lie. I thought, in the third, they were coming at us and I was like, oh, we don't want it to happen what happened yesterday. But it's always nice to be able to learn when you win the game.
And I guess, you mentioned getting scared, but I guess having a goaltender that's playing with confidence like Kevin is right now, it kind of, you don't pay for every mistake when that happens, right?
Yeah. I mean, the breakaway was, I'm not sure if it was in the first or in this. I think it was in the first period. They had a breakaway on the PK and he made the save. Just that save, if they score, it changes the game around. So, that was a huge key save for us. And the players on the bench were excited and they rally around that. So, when you can get some key saves, it really helps the team to move forward and keep the momentum.